This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I have become good friends with Bill Artman. He's the chairman of Giant Eagle, but he's just a cool guy. He just is. And he'll literally send me a text. I mean, think about his job. 32,000 employees. Is it $13 billion? I mean, it's crazy. Pretty cool. And that penny thing he came up with, really cool. Really cool. He gave away $2.2 million in gift cards? Come on. And then this turkey thing. If you bought $350 worth of food, you get a turkey, they'll give away 300,000 free turkeys. I mean, it's cool. I mean, you guys like to pick on the man because the man's always rich and you don't like being rich and you want everybody to be poor, and that's fine. But Artman's the man. You know why, man? He gives a damn. He sent me a text. You want a couple hundred turkeys? I said, hell yeah. And I've been at this a while with my man Patrick, who is close to or closer to this than I am. We've never seen this much need. But we get crazy phone calls. Before we get to our guests, woman called this morning. What'd she say?
Wants to get involved, and her daughter, I believe it is, wants to help with $10,000 to $20,000 to help people in need.
Come on.
That's huge.
Come on. It kind of reinforces your belief that people do get it, right?
Oh, there are definitely great humans out there who do get it.
We see it every day.
Every day.
Like, we're going to this woman's house on Thursday. Poor thing is struggling to live. And she needs a stair lift. My man Carl's like, let's go. Let's go. So he'll install for free a stair lift, $8,000 stair lift. And I mean, I see it every day, man. Guy sent me a note Saturday. A guy we tried to help get his loved one a kidney, got a kidney. One step at a time, man. Don't give up and don't hate. Two of my favorite Americans and two of my favorite people, because they give a damn every day, are on the line. Because they understand the need and the dynamic of need right now in this town and in America. Pastor Hogan, good afternoon, sir.
How are you?
Brenda Tate, good afternoon, ma'am.
Hi, Marty, how are you?
I'm fabulous. Brenda and I go way the blank back. I mean, how far, sister? How far? Huh?
I'm not gonna age myself, Marty.
Come on.
I'm not telling.
But Brenda,
over 20 years.
All you do is care. All you do is fight the good fight to help. Why?
Yeah. Why? Because somebody fought the good fight for me. I had a mom that fought a good fight for me. My mother never saw anybody hungry that she wouldn't feed. Never. So I just picked it up from her. And the people that I've always lived around and been around has always been, I'm from the Hill District, and I can recall that we never had to leave the community. We've never had to go no further than another doorway if we needed anything. The neighborhood was always there to help us.
Hey, Brenda, but I feel a dramatic need this year. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Marty, I won't say, you know, it's highlighted. I'll say it's highlighted. But there's been a need like this for quite some time.
That's true.
So, but I think this year it's been highlighted.
Why?
Well, I guess circumstances, yeah. The political atmosphere yep. and all. What's happening with the shutdowns and all. However, the people that I'm surrounded with, I wish you'd walk into Ebenezer Church on Sunday. You wouldn't know any of that was going on.
Because of the joy.
The joy and the spirit in there is so high. So I think that's what keeps me going and hopeful that there is someone greater than me that is orchestrating all of this.
Pastor Hogan, my man, a day doesn't go by when we don't make contact and you're trying to make a difference. What drives you, sir?
Oh, there's a great need out there. I love what Brenda said. I grew up in a household where my parents had 7 kids, but they took in 39 foster children.
Whoa.
And helped with the running of the Focus on Renewal Center in McKees Rocks to help the downtrodden. And so this is ingrained in Brenda's blood. It's ingrained in my blood. I don't think you can get away from it. Right? I don't think you'd feel right about your life if you did, if it's been instilled in you like this.
FaithBridge Community Church, are you seeing an accelerated need this year, sir? Because I am.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think the thing that people lose sight of is, like, people talk about numbers like inflation rate and all this yeah. stuff. But it never goes down. It doesn't matter if it's up by 1%. That's 1% on top of everything that came before it. And so I love what Bill Artman's doing because he gets it. Like anytime a guy, you know, served in the meat department and yep. and pushed a broom, you know, he understands at a level that somebody who just got a master's degree and got into management can't understand at the gut level. So he's always going to move the ball in a direction that's going to be helpful for folks, and I love that.
And Brenda, you do get frustrated sometimes because there's not enough for everybody, and yet you maintain this hope, and we're bringing a bunch of turkeys for your Thanksgiving, and that makes folks happy temporarily, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when people understand that other people care
yep.
and other people know and can feel like the pastor just said, Bill Artman came from those kinds of places that you are in touch with people that need. And so when you understand it at that level, you can never walk away from that. I don't care how big you get. So, you know, in my community, I'm always passing the CEC once a month. There are lines outside of the CEC that they give away food. So there are several places in this community that we still think about and know about people that need. And so we're always on the lookout to try to make sure the least of us are fed.
Hey, Pastor Hogan, how the hell do you stay positive when most of the people in your congregation will always be poor? Always, sir. How do you stay positive?
I think that people are maybe physically poor,
right?
But if you're not poor in your spirit and poor in your heart, you can do big things. And sure, we wish they had more resources. We wish the church had more resources, but it doesn't stop us from doing things, and it doesn't stop us from always trying to figure out what the next thing we need to add to help the community is. And we have great people that don't have much, but what they have, they use to put their shoulder to the wheel and help the community out.
Brenda Tate, we'll be bringing you, hooking you up with turkeys today, my dear. And same with you, Pastor. All right?
Awesome. Very cool.
Right. I appreciate it. Thank you, Marty. And I'd like to thank Giant Eagle again, Mr. Hartman, and thank him for thinking about the least of us.
Brenda was one of the coolest cops I ever knew. Ever. And now she's a spiritual leader in a community that really needs it. And Pastor Hogan is like a brother to me. We're family, and we spend a lot of time talking about life in general. Thank you both. Love you.
Yeah, Brenda, have a great Thanksgiving. Talk to you soon, Marty.
All right.
Bye.
Wonderful, wonderful people. I have at least a dozen emails from folks that have charities, and they need at least 50 turkeys. Seriously, I have 200 to give away. I'm going to try to get some more. This is a great need, man. People were tapped out, man. I find these stories ignorant, that people on welfare are lazy. It gets on my last nerves. Because they've done all this research about folks who get food assistance, and most of them have at least one job, and 66% of them have jobs, and 35% of them have more than one job. This whole notion that people are sitting around smoking weed waiting for the check to come in is kind of obnoxious and hateful and spiteful. It also makes me sad that the state that needs the most, anyone out there? Anyone? The state with the most folks on SNAP? Anyone? Made me sad. I saw their governor on Face the Nation yesterday. I think it's Face the Nation. West Virginia. And I know we like to make fun of West Virginia, but I love it there. My sister lives there. And I'm in Wheeling a lot. And Patrick worked in West Virginia quite a bit. It's always been poor. It makes me sad. It also kind of annoyed me with the governor defending Trump. He's Republican. And also annoyed me even more when Trump said, for the most part, people with SNAP benefits are Democrats. And not to be a jerk about it, but I could point out that 70 to 80% of the people in West Virginia voted for Trump. They did. They put him in office. And now he's pretty much saying they're all poor and to hell with them. And their governor, I don't know what you do with West Virginia. I just don't. I find the people there to be very nice. I don't know what I would do with, I'm in Wheeling a lot. Been in Morgantown a lot. WVU's hurting. Enrollment's hurting. Their rep is hurting. I mean, there's some really poor towns in West Virginia, like deliverance poor towns in West Virginia. And to deny these folks, and by the way, the vast majority of the folks I'm talking about are white. Last time I checked on the demographic breakdown of West Virginia and who's getting SNAP. And I constantly say that because I always have to reinforce it with Americans who are racist, this whole notion that everyone on welfare is black is a bald-faced lie. I don't particularly care what your color is if the need is the need, man. Which is why someone sends me an email and asks me for 50 turkeys. I'm like, I don't care where you're at. I don't care where you're from. We got to get you 50 turkeys. there's so much going on in America right now that's not good for middle-class Americans. And the fact that I have never had this many people ask for help before, ever in my career, ever, it's disheartening. And I'm not suggesting that a turkey fixes it, but I am suggesting this. Bill Artman says, hey, man, here's a couple hundred turkeys. Help some people. Those are the kind of people I want to be around. Is it Jones Farm? Is it the Jones Turkey Farm? My man called her saying, how many 30-pound turkeys do you need? A bunch. A bunch. And I'll be asking him for more turkeys today. Will us delivering 300, 400, 500 turkeys make a difference? For a day, will. But we all collectively have to chip away, because otherwise you just bury yourself in the America sucks routine. But it doesn't. It's an amazing, amazing place, but there are times when we need to help each other.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Right now is that time. For all the folks in America that are wealthy, there's a massive amount of people who aren't. And all they really want is a shot, a house, car, vacation once in a while. Huh? A turkey. Seriously, turkey. And I think we start with the turkey and we go from there, whether it's a furnace in a basement or a roof on a house. And we have to help each other because the government sometimes just can't, or they don't want to. Insane what happened in the courts here. So defendants who had their licenses suspended. Okay? Thousands of these folks have had their license suspended over the last 12 years. More than 1,500 of them were never notified. Oops. And that can screw up their whole life. And the courts admitted it. But the question, how do you fix it? It's a big, big, big deal. One lawyer, I love this guy. John Bajetsky, in the middle of this. John, you have almost made this a crusade to try to help as many folks stuck in this madness as possible, right?
That's right, Marty. I mean, it's ridiculous. And, you know, of all the years I've been an attorney, every now and again, something comes along that's just a true injustice, and I have to pick up the fight. There's no other way around it.
You said something this morning that I love, man. People freak out. I can't afford to take on a lawyer and thousands of bucks to fix this. John says, hell no. You have a better way, don't you, John?
Yeah, so a lot of times on these appeals, you know, they are time intensive, and it did cost a lot of money to go to law school back in the day. But what I've decided to do, and I've seen a lot in the media about this, that, you know, appeals cost thousands of thousands of dollars. Yep. Counting charges $124 fine fee. I greatly reduced my standard rate so that that way, altogether, out the door, it's under $1,000 to have my office represent people for the appeal. You know, I had several people call me and said, okay, well, we've called around. One person said $3,500. One person said $5,500. And I said, no. In this situation, given that these people are just getting screwed royally, for lack of a better way to put it, I mean, it's important that we get the word out that there are, and it's not just me. There are other lawyers who have reduced their fees as well, you know, to kind of help everybody out here, because this is now the blue expense, right? Next month's Christmas. You got your kids' Christmas presents, all the other things that you got to do at the end of the year, all the taxes that come due, everything else. I mean, this is just probably a big surprise for a lot of people who've moved on from their lives from, you know, a decade ago.
John Majewski. Hey, John, give us an example of a call you've received and what's happened to that client and how it went down.
Okay, so just the other day, I had a call from an individual who, 10 years ago, bad situation in life, drinking, partying, a little bit of drug use, that kind of thing, got pulled over, got a DUI, cleaned their life up. They went into rehab, took care of everything. Now they're married, two kids that they take to soccer practice and school events, also has a commercial driver's license, and had worked his way up to be an executive level selling commercial vehicles. So somebody who makes a good buck, someone who's a productive member of society, pays a lot of taxes, does everything right, fixed their life. Now he gets a letter saying, well, your license is going to be suspended for an entire year. So he's not going to be able to give demonstration drives for the tractor trailers, not going to be able to get the kids to soccer and other events, essentially completely upended his life, and stands a very strong possibility of losing a six-figure job that he worked back from pretty much being a junkie to become a productive member of society. And this is going to wipe him out for something that happened 10 years ago, a mistake he clearly atoned for.
Wow.
And I will tell you, Marty, I talked to a lady today that was in the office, and I brought up the argument to her that, you know, had been thrown around in the media from the Department of Court Records that, well, these people knew they had license suspensions.
Right, right.
Income as a surprise. And I said that to her, and she goes, I called them three times and I never heard anything back. They told me to wait, and here we are. You know, and hers was 2016, I believe.
Wow.
So again, you know, people made the effort. They knew what was going on. And, you know, when they tell you to wait, you wait. It's not the duty of the defendant to enforce these penalties, right? If you have to go to jail and you don't show up, they send a cop car for you, right? Because there's somebody's job who it is to know that when a sentence needs to be carried out, paperwork needs to be done, things need to be effectuated. That's not on the defendant to do, because if it was on the defendants to do, nobody would go to jail and nobody would ever have a license suspension, right? I mean, that's why we have these people in these situations.
John, literally blowing up their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I thought of something earlier, too, I wanted to ask you to just get your thoughts on it. So you remember back in the day, they did the home rule charter and they got rid of all the elected row offices, the coroner, clerk of courts, all that kind of stuff. Do you think, and I don't really have an opinion either way on this, but do you think that taking away those elected row offices took away a layer of accountability in that, you know, if this big screw up happened, do you think the clerk of courts would get reelected?
Hell no.
To be the case.
Hell no.
So, I mean, in some ways, I wonder if that, you know, sort of took away the checks and balances and our ability to, you know, as citizens to say, yeah, well, we don't like what's going on here, but we don't have any way to deal with it because it's just, you know, an appointed person that handles these things.
Yeah, my man, since we talked to you, I got 20 emails from folks in this situation, and they're all saying, what the hell do I do? So what the hell do they do, brother? What do they do?
Well, there's one or two ways you do it. Obviously, you can hire an attorney, which I think is always a smart move because, look, we do this stuff every day, right? When I have to do anything major around my house, electrical or plumbing or whatever, I hire an expert to do it because they do it all the time. It could take me 3 or 4 hours more than might take them 30 minutes, right? Second thing is, if you don't have the money for attorney or you don't want to hire an attorney, if you head down to the Department of Court Records in the city-county building, they will give you the forms to file an appeal.
Oh.
Now, you're not going to know necessarily what the legal arguments are other than to walk in front of the judge and say, hey, I got screwed. But at least, you know, you get your appeal filed and then maybe you can find an attorney that'll hop on and represent you. Again, you need to file an appeal within 30 days of the date that's on PennDOT's letter that they sent you. When you got it, doesn't matter. It's PennDOT's game, and they're really good at making the rules. So you only have 30 days from the date on that letter to get an appeal filed. You know, we file them electronically through the county system, which is convenient, and that way we can get in, you know, through the deadline on people who are even close. But the key thing is file an appeal. The more people that appeal, the more people that get in front of the court, the more momentum we have to do something about this disaster.
Hey, John, they admit they screwed up, right? The county does?
Yeah, I mean, they admit it, but they're not sorry about it.
Wow.
You know, I the letter that they sent is bizarre to me, and I understand why people don't say they're sorry, right? Because everyone says, if you say you're sorry, you've admitted liability,
yeah.
Right? But I think at the end of the day, you know, a lot of times if people would just apologize, it makes a big difference in the eyes of folks who are litigious. Like, you know, if the physician comes out and says, I'm sorry, we lost them. There was nothing we could do. You know, you can talk to the grief people. Have a good day. Right. Versus someone that comes out and explains they tried everything they could. Unfortunately, this happened. Some empathy. Sit with the family. Say, hey, maybe you want to say a prayer together. Maybe, you know, again, there's never any kind of empathy or apology in the world anymore for anything. I mean, look, you know, I don't get into it with people in traffic, right? If somebody feels that I cut them off, I wave my hand, I'm sorry, and move on with my life, you know? And here there is seems to be zero empathy from court records in terms of, hey, we screwed up here. I mean, the interview with your man, Andy Sheehan, yep. You know, the director said, oh, well, I think about this and all those other sorts of things. But, you know, it stops short of saying, yeah, I think about this. However, to do something about it, now you have to go file an appeal, which costs you at least $142 in filing fees, let alone hiring an attorney or anything else. They're not saying, oh, we'll make this right. It's like, oh, we're sorry it happened, but it's on you, like everything else.
Hey, John, to your point, a police chief I love sent me this. They should expunge or dismiss every single person's suspension and give them their license back. Why don't they fix it, sir? They did it.
That's a good question. And, you know, I mean, again, the mechanisms in the law aren't necessarily fluid. The law doesn't adapt to emerging situations. You know, we have the appeals process to handle, you know, situations where there's errors or, you know, somebody is saying that the suspension was imposed without a basis in the law, right? But we don't have anything beyond those simple mechanisms to deal with these things. There's not sort of an administrative wand that could be waived. I did think of maybe perhaps, you know, send an email or a letter through channels to the governor to see if they could do an executive order to handle this. But again, you got to remember it's license suspensions on a DUI. So it's a hot button issue, right?
It is.
If there's somebody that is not a good person and they then wave the magic wand and take this away for them and take this away for everybody, and then somebody goes and screws up and kills somebody or, you know, driving drunk, then it's going to fall back on them. So, you know, it's kind of a situation where if they did wave a magic wand, it might, you know, kind of bite them in the rear a little bit coming around on the long run with this.
And how long does an appeal take, John?
Well, right now, for ones that I'm filing as of today, the hearing dates are coming back in April.
Oh.
Now, the nice thing is once an appeal is filed, your license remains valid during the pendency of the appeal.
Oh.
So if I file an appeal for somebody today that's supposed to be suspended next month, their license will remain valid until the appeal is heard in April, and maybe even they might be getting into May now on the dates. I'm not 100% certain on that, but all the ones we filed recently have come back with April dates.
What happened to folks who didn't know this happened to them? They got pulled over. What happened to them? Were they arrested?
Well, I don't know if anybody arrested yet. Typically, you know, Allegheny County, if you get pulled over for driving under suspension DUI related outside of Allegheny County, you probably are going to go to jail that day and or get a ticket that's going to put you in jail. In Allegheny County, typically, you know, you end up before the magistrate and you're looking at, you know, a period of house arrest, $1,000 fine, and additional license suspension.
Oh.
All of these. Now, this is not everyone that was suspended in this screw up, but the people who were suspended for reasons related to drinking and driving. That being pulled over under suspension for that carries jail, it carries a fine, and it carries an additional year of license suspension.
Wow.
So people who are pulled over under suspension for things that are not DUI related, like they didn't pay their traffic tickets or something that suspends their license that isn't DUI related, they would still be looking at an additional year license suspension and a $500 fine, but they're not going to go to jail necessarily. And if you rack up enough of them, you can be considered a habitual offender, and it gets really nasty after that.
Hey, man,
you know, great question from
my man Patrick here. What happens if they miss this window, this PennDOT window?
So if you miss the 30-day appeal deadline, you can petition the court, which they call nunc pro tunc, which says, you know, there was a extraneous circumstance that required me to file an appeal late. Like I was in the hospital or I went to the courthouse and it was shut down for a week because of, you know, snow or something like that, that there was some breakdown in the mechanism or machinery, or I hired an attorney and they forgot to file it and my appeal deadline was blown. So there are reasons to file a late appeal. You know, again, wow, it varies. It's situational, but I'm just giving you kind of a general overview of what, you know, that process is for people who have passed the deadline. Also, you know, the court will take a look at, well, how far past are you? And if giving you your appeal right back, is that prejudicial to anybody as well, too? So, you know, is it prejudicial against PennDOT to let you appeal when you're 2 days late versus, you know, 2 years? But obviously that prejudicial stuff doesn't seem to apply to the people who are the ones suffering from the suspension, unfortunately.
My man, I love what you said. I'm not doing this for the money. I want to help. You mean it, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, we have costs to cover and things like that. And obviously, it's not free to park downtown. But I mean, in this situation for this class of individuals, I just think it's more appropriate to, you know, let people know that, hey, it is not thousands of dollars and tens of thousands of dollars to hire an attorney for an appeal, whether that's me or a number of other people in Pittsburgh. But again, I'm not trying to play the we're cheaper than everybody else game with
no,
the attorney,
no.
But I am aggravated about how, you know, this is just really ruining people's lives. And I don't want people to feel discouraged that they can't go and file an appeal themselves or they can't find an attorney to help them out with it. And that's a reason why you should accept this ridiculousness. So, you know, from my perspective, I really think it's important that people know that. And I understand in the media, you know, we got to have an exciting story, right? You know, but at the end of the day, you know, from my perspective, I just think it's really important to let people know that, yes, you can go file an appeal yourself down at in the city county building in the Department of Court Records there. Interesting note, these are civil law, not criminal law cases. So they're all filed under the civil docket. You know, that there's something they can do about it. Don't just sit there and take it. I mean, you got at some point stand up and defend yourself.
My man, John Majewski, thanks, brother. Amazing stuff. Thank you.
Hey, you take care. Have a great day.
It's a hell of a story, man. And I love his story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing.
And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.